Hello, my friends, and good Friday morning to you. Today is April 16th. My name is Roger, and behind the camera, my wife Angie sits. And together, we're the Barnabas Bridge, and we're just always just privileged when you stop by and spend a bit of your time with us. We pray that this week, as we now start Friday, has been beneficial if you've been with us in the previous days. And we've been discussing a really important question this week, and that is, what is faith? Along the way, we've used multiple illustrations to help us try to get a picture of it and drive the messages home. And I want to have one more today. And I wonder if you use a GPS system in your car. And I think just about most folks do anymore. I mean, the whole paper maps, I think they've kind of gone the way of antiques, because we have right at our fingertips a voice that'll speak to us and tell us when to turn left, when to turn right. But I'll tell you what, if you got involved with GPSs in the early days, they weren't quite as advanced as they are today. In fact, sometimes they would kind of take you off on roads you didn't want to be on. But there was a part of it that they've corrected and it doesn't do anymore. But I always remember it. If let's say you're pulling out of a parking lot and you were supposed to take a right and you took a left instead, immediately that GPS system would start yelling at you, make a U-turn, make a U-turn, make a U-turn, make a U-turn. Did you ever experience that? It just wouldn't quit. It was just very, very annoying, and you wanted to toss it out the window. But the fact of the matter was that even though it wasn't quite pleasing to the ears, the reality of the matter was if we kept going in the direction we were going, we were going to keep getting further and further and further away from where we wanted to end up. Once again, I think that that's what our faith walk is like so many different times. God sometimes tells us, make a U-turn and get back to where you're going, need to go. Otherwise, you're going to end up in a place you do not want to be. This week, we've talked about developing our spiritual ears. We've talked about following the sixth sense of the Holy Spirit speaking to us. We've talked about being very careful of how we walk or our distractions, even in times of plenty. We've talked yesterday about listening and hearing, finally, God's voice speaking to our lives. And so today I want to continue on really what we started with on Monday from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. How do we get in our lives of being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see? Well, today I want to read you another passage from Galatians chapter 2, verses 20. And while we've used many illustrations to this week to kind of drive home the idea of what is faith, maybe today we would say all of our eggs in one basket. No plan B. All in, 100%. I don't know whatever the word or the phrase that you might use that would illustrate to you or to your who you're speaking to that you have no other plan except for God's plan. And I'll tell you what, in Galatians, we find a great passage there, a great verse that kind of spells it out as God does so many times in a clear and concise way. Here's what it says there. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, the one who loved me and gave himself for me. Isn't that beautiful? What is faith? How can we be sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see? Well, we spend time with one who loved us. We listen for the voice of the one who gave himself for us. Our experiences along the way, as we walk this earth, they're going to be varied and they'll be different for each and every one of us. But for most of us, we're going to have to stop along the way. Now and then we're going to have to fuel up. Once in a while, we'll get sidetracked. Unfortunately, now and then, our faith will appear at least that it is completely broke down and we're going to have to go in for an overhaul. But ultimately, the promise of God's Word will always get us to where we want to go. Always get us where we want to go when we're all in, where we have no plan B, where all of our eggs are in the one basket, the one way to get to where we want to end up. And that is faith in Jesus Christ, in good days and bad days, on straight roads and curvy roads, in scary times and calm times. Our faith will grow the more time we spend with the one who loved us so much that he gave himself for us. So I hope this week has helped you in your faith walk. It's helped me in mine. And I'll tell you, just go with this and remember that in Hebrews 11:6, God himself says that it is impossible to please him without faith. Faith in his one and only true Son. There's a theologian who passed away recently named R.C. Sproul, and he said it this way: a profession of faith doesn't justify anybody. It is the possession of faith that justifies. The Holy Spirit-enabled spiritual ears we seek are present and available to all those who are in Christ. My friends, thank you so much for stopping by today. I hope you can come back Monday, because I think we're going to continue on into not just the specifics of the faith walk, but more about that in that lines. And so come back and check us out next week. But until then, on this weekend, I hope that you have found yourself a great gospel-believing church and a gospel-preaching and a gospel-enabled and a gospel-oriented church to attend. The one who gave himself for you and the one who loves you is preached loud and clear every Sunday from the pulpit. So I hope you find yourself there with a bunch of your believing friends. So God bless you and take care. Let's say a prayer, and God willing, we'll see you Monday. Father in heaven, I thank you for the promise of your scripture. I thank you for direction in our life. I thank you so much for the cross of Jesus Christ. I thank you so much for the empty tomb. God, come into life, my life and Angie's life and all of my friends, and increase our faith. We pray this with the powerful name of Jesus Christ on our lips. Amen. Take care, my friends. Have a fantastic weekend. See you soon. Bye.